Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are in this world, you are listening to 5 Minute Motivation. I don't know if Pat is stretching or he's getting his little chug-a-lug train movement going on. He is ready to roll.
It was stretching to be precise.
Getting on track, but you know, it looked like it. And then he got the imaginary shake weights out. That was kind of interesting.
I think we own one. All right, let me not say I think we own one. I know we own one.
Okay,
It came as a gag gift, and I don't know if it's ever been used, but I do believe it would be effective.
Yeah, but efficacy isn't the only issue. It's what do I look like?
You want to stay at home in your own garage or workout environment while doing this.
You could like fucking twerk your way to fitness, but that doesn't mean that it's gonna like look good and people aren't gonna laugh at you.
The fact that I go to the gym almost every day, I wish there were some twerking areas for other people.
Right.
To
yeah. All right. So Patrick has a. Is your screensaver a picture of yourself?
I recently found out, as in 90 days ago, that my lock screen can have a 15 photo rotation.
And it's all like 15 pictures of you?
No, there's only the one that you saw. So basically, once I found that out, I was like, oh crap, I got to pick out 15 pics. And there's pictures of me and my wife. There's pictures of palm trees. There's pictures of golf courses. There's pictures of family. And then there is my one stoic pic, which I believe you referenced, 6 months ago when I was doing this as my Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
So
I like it.
And chances are when the book comes out or when the TEDx presentation comes out, that will be the photo because I have low interest in taking more photos.
Right.
All right, we digress.
Always.
Well, I know. I think that's part of the fun.
Yeah.
And we certainly want to say thank you to everybody out there who listens and thank you for helping us grow. And hopefully you're helping yourselves grow. And your family and your friends and your neighbors, and you're using a little bit more kindness, a little bit more love, a little bit more thoughtfulness, taking these wonderful quotes that Brian and I try to bring to you and kind of explore them a little bit. We explore them, but then we hope you explore them. Because so much in life, if it's quotes, if it's books, if it's movies, if it's conversations, have to be adapted to suit your mental circumstances. So it's going to be a little bit different than ours.
Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, with me. It's time.
I think the stars above. I know that we're gonna make it.
It'll take over, God. We gonna make it. Show the world that it's shining our greatness. Take control, take a shot. What you waiting for? Keep it real. Never gonna fake this. Till we make it.
I got a quote today. And I'm going to go ahead and give the quoter the name first because it is long and of Spanish origin. And so, therefore, I don't want you guys to forget the quote while I'm trying to say his name after the quote. You see what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
So this comes from Jose Eduardo dos Santos.
Beautiful pronunciation.
Thank you. I've been working on Spanish. There is no magic wand that can resolve our problems. The solution rests with our work and discipline. So yesterday, I was on the phone with my big sister, Carlene, shout out. And
shouts out, Carlene.
No doubt. And I can't help it. Me and my older sister are great, great friends. Obviously, I've known her my entire life. Cha-ching, ching. But at the same time, we will have a conversation that goes everywhere, anywhere, family, this, that, the other, sports, so on and so forth. So how we ended up in my usual talking territory, I'm not as sure how we got there. But as I just mentioned, my usual talking territory, which is like life is hard. You have to be disciplined. Only the strong will survive. All of my Patrick stuff. Her birthday was on Tuesday. She said something like, well, I haven't had my birthday meal yet because we only diet cheat. You guys can't see me doing air quotes.
He's doing air quotes.
Yeah, you guys can't see me. diet cheat on Saturday. And by diet, of course, I don't particularly mean one of those diets that have a doctor's name to it or whatever.
South Beach diet. Yeah, it's correct. One of those.
Just
regular healthy
regular eating. Food eating. Right. Yes, correct. And then they have their Saturday where they just,
Blow it out.
And I said, well, one, is it not likely to think that you can have a healthy, delicious birthday meal? She goes, What fun would that be? I said, okay, laugh out loud. I said, okay, well then, could you not trade your Saturday skip day for Tuesday? And she said, that sounds good in theory. And I said, yeah, that's. She said, but here's what will really happen is that Tuesday we'll cheat. And then by the time we get back to Saturday, we'll just cheat again.
Or justify it.
So they have learned through the process, through the systems, through the discipline, that in order to you don't mess with it. And then my point to her was is that is strong and amazing. That one, you know your systems, how they work and how they don't work. You also don't have the ability to bullshit yourself, which I believe is a tremendous quality that I'm grateful to hear from her. And so, I mean, I was just real excited for her, and we were kind of chuckling, but I'm also, you know, trying to, you know, mentally spar a little bit, so on and so forth. And then I kept going, and then the conversation got broader and broader and more powerful. And then I kind of telling her about how disciplined that is on them, and how discipline is my newest, most favorite thing to talk about in the last 6 weeks to everywhere, everything I do, everywhere I go, because I'm just very, 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 very confident that that is the situation. I explained to her my morning subconscious negative paradigm that I've been talking about, been thinking about, so on and so forth, and how people just let the morning control them and the day gets away from them, and they say a bunch of crap like, I'm not a morning person, don't talk to me until after I have my coffee, and all the other crap that people say in the morning to pretend like it's not a productive period that they can optimize.
I said all of those things today.
So this is so amazing. She says, well, so I wake up at 4 o'clock.
Whoa.
So that from from around 4 to around 4:45, I can have me time. I can read. I can reflect. You know, just odds and ends like that. If I need to do a little thing for the kids that I didn't get accomplished the night before, so on and so forth. And I was like, that's so amazing, because maybe you guys have heard before, but whatever. But it's just the value of the controlled times. Most times are not controlled. Most times, especially after the sun is up, man, everything has a tendency of slowly getting harder to wrangle. And I just commended her. I was like, that's so amazing. That makes me so proud for you. Because she was telling me stories about how some of her other peers and friends and things, so they get up at the same time their kids get up, and then all chaos breaks out because mom and dad still have to get themselves ready in the showering process and the clothing process, but the kids are trying to do that. And what do we know about kids? Kids need help. Kids need attention. Kids need to reach the microwave, you know, things like that. So I just thought it was fundamentally amazing having those two stories based on, you know, systems and discipline, and just another person out there who has figured out a way of what works for them. But it doesn't come without the pitfalls, the effort, the challenges, learning about yourself. So you got to be bold enough and brave enough to do those things and find yourself and realize, I can't bullshit myself. And again, I guess a lot of you can, but I wouldn't recommend it. And then, you know, for what it's worth, hey, look, I got up at 5:30 today in comparison to 6:02. It's not that much earlier. I mean, I still felt like a champion. I had to rule my day because me and Brian had to meet, and I didn't want to not go to the gym today. So just get out there, be disciplined, apply what you need to when you need to. And I swear it, just from another episode, but the more disciplined you are, the easier your life will become. What you got, B?
Hit me up with the, refresh.
Yeah, that's right. Heck yeah.
Rewind!
There is no magic wand that can resolve our problems. The solution rests with our work and discipline.
Yeah, you know, just to kind of harken back to what you discussed with your sister, I think the most impressive part about, you know, about what she was saying to you is that she was recognizing her own cracks in the foundation, her
yes,
own weaknesses,
exactly,
her own patterns. And
yep,
I think that's one of the most important parts about being disciplined, is knowing where the pitfalls and where the weak links are in your own discipline. And I think
you know, to me, what we were just talking about before we hopped on the mic was some of the issues that I'm having physically. I've got some weird ailments going on as of late, and trying to get them all figured out and get to the doctor and get to the bottom of it. Those doctors, you would imagine, might have a magic wand sitting in the office, or at least it's like some sort of machine that might fix everything. Not so much. And so in visiting all of these different offices, getting all these different scans and good news, we have ruled out anything major, and feeling pretty good about that. But I was just telling Pat before we hopped on the mic that if everything is out of my control, there is no magic wand, we're just trying to figure stuff out. What can I do to right the ship and to try and get ahead of the game and try and fix things on my own? It's getting back to the healthiest diet possible, drinking as much water as I can on a daily basis, trying to get the system running a little bit better, because shit, in the end, if they can't figure that shit out, if their magic wand isn't working, that's probably what they're going to tell me anyway. Yep. Is to just, you know, drink fluids, drink as much water as you can, and see if that helps. And so that's something that I'm doing and trying to focus on, is spending more time at the gym, eating a little bit better, a lot better, drinking as much, you know, water as possible. I have recently had a true test of discipline in that I wanted to take cold showers for a month. And honestly, there were a couple days. I mean, it doesn't really get any easier. It's easier once you're in there and you're like used to the cold water, but that first couple seconds, it's fucking horrible every single time.
Yep.
And I hit a month, honestly didn't really reap the benefits that I thought I was going to. So I said, fuck a cold shower, I'm taking a hot shower, and back on the hot showers. But I think it is a good exercise in discipline to do something like that.
Yep.
You know, if you are having some sort of physical issue, inflammation, whatever in your body, try the cold showers.
Yep.
If you're not drinking enough water, drink the water. And it takes discipline to do something that simple. You
yep.
got to force yourself to drink the water. It's not enjoyable, honestly. You know, sometimes when it's a hot day and you know, you need the water and your body's like, give me some water.
Right.
It is enjoyable.
Okay.
But on a day-to-day basis, when you're in climate-controlled areas, it's cool. You know, you may have to force you. That's why freaking seltzers are so popular, is because people want flavor. They want fizz. They, you know, water is boring and it's, to most people, not enjoyable. And that's where the discipline comes back in, where you have to do the things that aren't necessarily enjoyable, and avoid the things that are enjoyable, like your sister was talking about.
Yep.
The cheat day and the cake. I mean, that is a strong admission of the inability, or, you know, just the potential disaster that might come from kind of breaking your routine.
Sure.
To know that would happen. And obviously it's probably from experience, but I think that's half the battle, is knowing where you're probably going to trip up and avoiding those mistakes ahead of time.
Yes.
I mean, I think that's a huge part of discipline. Yes. So yeah, kudos to your sister.
Yes.
And there really is no magic wand for much out there. If there were, I mean, man,
we'd all be playing with it.
We'd all have them. Yeah, yeah. And they'd be expensive too.
Hey, look, also the discipline that it takes Brian to have committed himself to, you know, going to find the solution. Lots of people would just, you know, blase it away. Oh, well, I'll probably be okay. Oh, well, I'll probably be okay. You know, invest in yourself, you know, and that's what he's saying as well. And that's super strong and super disciplined. I heard a handful of things right there, which was the discipline to go to these doctors and try to figure out what the ailment is. He said it very well about the water, at least from his point of view, but it's the commitment to do it. You know, discipline is doing what you have to do even when you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Whew, we're so grateful you guys listen.
Yeah, yeah, we appreciate it. And if you are grateful for what we're doing, or if you think we suck, mm-hmm. give us a shout.
Either way.
Give us a shout at info@5minutemotivation.com, or reach out to us on Instagram. Here's a thought. If you heard Pat's story about his conversation with his sister and you got just aggressively jealous that you would want to have a conversation with Pat as well, reach out to us. Pat is more than willing to have a one-on-one motivational consultation with you.
No doubt.
You just have to get in touch with us.
No doubt.
It could happen.
I basically go around everywhere all day, every day, just doing it for people who don't even know that that's what they're about to get into. So nothing would bring me more joy. And I mean, I guess that sounds selfishly, bring me more joy than to coaching, consulting anybody who wants to have an ear. And then maybe if you want to get some feedback. But even if you just want to unload, I mean, I can handle it. And I'm grateful that I can handle it. And then I'd be happy to help you in any way I can. I just got this firm belief that if I help enough people get what they need, then I'll have more than enough of what I need. And that's just how I feel. And I look forward to continuously talking to you guys and helping anyone with anything I can, mentally, physically, discipline.
Man, you're so lucky, all you people. It's so easy. You know, I was lucky just to have Pat as a friend and be able to lean on him in times of need. And now you can, too, just by turning on your freaking podcast. It's amazing.
See you soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, with me. It's time.
I think the stars above. I know that we're gonna make it.
We'll take over, God. We gonna make it. Show the world that I shine in our greatness. Take control, take a shot. What you waiting for? Keep it real. Never gonna fake this. Till we make it. Till we make it.
I broke my knobby thing off my poker thing.